They are going to create a vision that will never, ever be obstructed by government or by church or by religion because of who they are. They are the world in many religions, in many cultures, in many traditions, and nobody should even think about attacking their lives because they are experts compared to how we lived as way over there as because you're brown, you don't belong here. They're in a combined society that is so, so strong, the government or any religion will have a hard time trying to break them up and steal their language, steal their cultures and their traditions. I have a lot to learn about reconciliation work, I feel, but I'm going to, because if I'm going to do presentations to schools on reconciliation, I want to be accurate so that nothing ever interferes with our youth because of their intelligence towards each other in this world. They are powerful. And once they learn what I'm talking about, they're going to develop something that is just going to be glowing enormously that nobody wants to try to attack it in any way. That's my opinion.
So when you're referring to the they, you're talking about young indigenous people?
No, not indigenous, all.
All youth?
All youth of the world. Okay. That's what I speak when I go to the schools. It's all youth. I'm so proud of them, of how they live in and walk in the halls and being together and caring for each other, friendships and love. Because once they leave them schools, they're going to do the same thing in their careers. It's going to be the same kind of lifestyle that they've learned in these schools today. They won't have a problem when they leave the door. They'll still be happy creating new friends of the world. That's, to me, that's beautiful.